Hey, how y'all doing today? This is Milton Spence's Milt's Coaching Corner. Not a tongue twister, just my name and the name of the podcast. But either way, I just want to thank everybody so much because it's because of you guys that I'm able to even continue to doing this. I've gained a lot of new followers on Spotify, YouTube, as well as TikTok and Instagram based upon the podcast. And I'm grateful to be able to reach you guys wherever you are, whatever state you're in, whatever country you're in. I appreciate you guys so much for tuning in and checking in. Thank you to each and every person who's reached out to let me know the effectiveness of the messages that God places on my heart and the effectiveness of the messages that are allowed to come through on your airwaves. So here we are today. It's the last week of the topic we're covering, which is on relationships. We've covered being in relationship with self and overall how that affects you being in relationships with others. I just want to let you guys know that the most important relationship that you can have is the relationship that you have with yourself, whether that be your past self up to now, or whether that be your now self into the past. I don't want to necessarily dive too much into that because that in itself, again, is a total different aspect of relationships. Nevertheless, I believe wholeheartedly that the ultimate cause or the ultimate goal for each relationship is to understand who and what it is and how it is that it will take you and that person to the next level. I also think that the ultimate goal of each relationship is to not only live it in truthfulness, but in the fullness there is which you can experience of a relationship. Guys, I must say, ultimately, what I'm looking for here in the upcoming months is I believe that I'm going to be adding guests onto the podcast. Reason being is because I know that the relationship I have with myself on here is relatively boring. And I don't mean that I'm trying to bore you all. I just believe that conversation benefits me so much more versus me just sitting up here talking. And because it benefits me more, I believe that I'm able to give you guys more, essentially hoping that it benefits you all more and that you're able to get more from what it is that we speak on here. I have not nailed down who, I have not nailed down when or what. I just know that is the next step because it is now becoming essential that I add other people to the conversation because there's so many people who not only give me positive feedback, but there's so many people who let me know what this is doing for them. So I believe wholeheartedly another voice would also help those who can't necessarily hear it coming from me. I don't know what that is or why that is, but I just know that that is. So because I know that, I know for a fact that I need to add another voice, someone who can bring the message, not necessarily just the same message, but can bring the message, bring the conversation forward, and that we all can benefit from it because we hear it coming from different entities. Nevertheless, thank you guys so much for tuning in today. Thank you so much for being here with me today. This episode is on getting past the traumas of your past relationships. Now, this one here, the reason I saved it for last is because of that old homonym, saving the best for last, and the adage of saving the best for last, but mostly because I want you guys to understand. Yes, we talk about having a relationship with self. Yes, we discuss having relationships with the people around us. Yes, we discuss so many things that have so much to do with essentially being a better person and being the best person. I am of the school of thought that the best relationship you can have is with yourself, and then you also can have the best relationship with God. That's my biggest, but I really believe that your traumas, your accentuations of self, the developments of the rigmarole of going through life gets you to a point where you no longer want to address things that have faced you. Right? Because if you haven't addressed it, I mean, you haven't faced it. But the things that have faced you and the things that have taken you to a place where you don't want to be. I am of the school of thought that healing from the relationship traumas of your past not only makes you a better person because you know, hey, you know, you want to be a better person, but it makes you a better person because it helps you to take control and take upon yourself the culmination of attitudes, mentalities, the overtures that you've had in this time that you call life. Helps you put those things in perspective and say, I am no longer my trauma, but I am my future. And the only way I can get to my future is if I step over my trauma and I step past the things that have held me back and held me down. I am of the school of thought wholeheartedly that the things that have held you back and down are the things that are meant to propel you, but you have not decided that you want to be propelled just yet. Now, that's not just me being deep. That's just me saying the steps that you need to take in your life are based upon the things that have faced you that you have yet to face. The things that have faced you that you have yet to face are the things that will be the catalyst to your growth and also will be the culmination of the proper ability for you to be able to take yourself from step 1, 2, 3, 4 unto success. Now, success to you may look like money, but success to me definitely looks like a person who is not only together, but been together based upon the fact of mending the relationship with the trauma of their past. If you have not had trauma, I'm not trying to say you haven't lived, but I just wonder what is going on there, because people have been through something. Now, I've said before in the past that your trauma is not anything to do with the level of trauma I have experienced, but your trauma is your trauma, meaning it's whatever you have associated with a traumatic experience, not what I deem, not what anybody else is deeming traumatic. It's only what you deem traumatic. So whatever it is that has happened to you, whatever it is that has happened to you. Now, that could be through it being said, that could be through it being done, that could be through so many other ways, because I've met so many people in my life who've been through traumatic experiences through things that have been said. And I've also been with people who have been through traumatic experiences from things that have been done. Whatever that is to you or with you, I am letting you know here today that the only way that you will get past that, the only way you will heal that, is if you do everything in your power to lift yourself above the trauma, take the steps over them or step on them in order to accentuate the new level. Now, how do we do all of this? How do we do all of this? Trauma is one of those things that I like to say alienates you from yourself. Why? Because as most people have experienced in this life, your trauma, your traumatic experiences have only done one thing, and they've only snatched away from you the very things that you really want. And most of all, that you really want is peace. Because your trauma snatches your peace, because it snatches who you are and what you are, you find yourself in a position and a place where you're constantly having to battle with the overtures of your emotions and thoughts. You're having to battle with the fact that you are no longer this person. I'm not here no more. I'm not doing this the same. I'm not the same person I used to be. I am trying to get over it. I am better than this. You're constantly in a back and forth with yourself. You're saying it aloud in order to convince us, but really you're back and forth with yourself. So because you're constantly in that battle, you never, ever, ever face it. You only address it, right? And your trauma is one of those things that will constantly be there, even if you talk about it, even if you just face it, even if you look at it and say, I recognize you. And it's like, yeah, I know you too. I'm a part of you. And remember, I happened to you. Now, I am of the school of thought that traumatic experiences not only just happen to people, but they happen for people. And because they happen for you, I literally know deep down in my heart that your trauma and your traumatic experiences have been something that you can decide you're ready to deal with, meaning that you're really ready to go through the thought pattern or the thoughts that have happened, right? Based upon what has happened, and you're ready to face each one of those thoughts. You're ready to allow, let me segue real quick, And I don't mean to lose you. Just follow me. Flow with me here. The emotions that you feel from the traumatic experiences that you have had, the things that you have felt that you have not allowed to flow through you, are the things that are holding you back. So the way that you can face them is to go back, and here's where I'm tying it in. You have to go back and tie in the emotions that you felt to the thought or to the words that were said to you or to the actions, the emotions that you have felt throughout the time, and you have to face those emotions. You have to face them. You don't demonize them, but you face them. How do you face those emotions? Well, it's not easy. The best part about facing the emotions is this, though. You look at them and you face them and you tell them what they are to you, and you allow them to come through you, and you express them in the sense of saying, I no longer want you here. I no longer want you a part of my life. This is how I felt. This is what you've done to me. This no longer will happen because I am moving on from you, emotions that I have felt for this entire time. I'm moving on from you. We are done. Our relationship is over. I no longer want to feel despair. I no longer want to feel depressed. I felt depressed at this time. I no longer want to feel like that. I don't want to do that. Let me tie this all in for you. I don't want to do that. I don't want to be here. I don't want to do this. The best way to now do that, the how. Obviously, I said we go back into the thoughts. We go into facing those emotions. The how to face the emotions is the most important piece. You have to lay them out on the table. I'm saying the same thing, but you have to lay them out on the table and you have to look at them one by one and basically let them know where they belong. And you have to utilize them, not let them use you, but you have to utilize them in order to get over them. Meaning you have to utilize the power that they're not giving you. You have to take that power back. And the way you do that is to face those emotions and look them dead in the eye and say, I know that I am depressed. I know that I am afraid. I know that this happened to me. I know I was touched inappropriately. I know she said demonizing things to me. I know he did things to me. I know this made me feel this way. I know that I must get over this, and I know that I no longer will be this way. When the emotions come back, you now keep doing that each time because they keep coming back because they believe, right, that they're a part of you. It believes that it belongs with you because you've carried it for so long. Your freedom comes in telling yourself the truth, not accepting things that it is what it is. Your freedom comes in telling the truth, not just saying it is what it is. Everything ain't just what it is. Everything has an origin. Everything has a tie. And if you believe for one second that your emotions are any different from anybody else's, you are playing yourself. You are not special in the emotional realm of life. You're not special. What you are is a person who's experiencing them, and you need to make sure that not only do you experience the emotions, not only that you have the emotions, not only that you realize them, but you have to let those emotions flow. A lot of us don't realize that emotions are like a flowing water. You are meant to experience them, not bottle them up, not lash them out, because water itself takes the shape of any form that you put it in, but it also is not reckless unless you make it that way. You can't blame the way you react to things on other people. Water is going to be what it is. You have to either put pressure to it or allow it to flow. Now, if you allow the emotions to flow throughout your life, what I mean by that is if you allow your emotions to flow and you allow yourself to go out here and do the things that you're supposed to do and be the way that you're supposed to be and operate in the way that you're supposed to and let things out when you need to let them out and talk to people about things and say things the right way. I believe that a lot of us don't realize that the right way to do things is the wrong way to do things, in the sense of non-immorality, but in the sense of being able to do things as they come to you. that have lined up to the moral clause that is within you as well. So a lot of us know right from wrong, but a lot of us decide to do things against that because it is more comfortable. It's easier to just curse somebody out. It is harder to tell a person, listen, I want you to understand, sir or ma'am, that I totally feel disrespected by what you just said, and it made me feel this way, and it made me feel that way, and I would appreciate it if you don't operate with me in that manner ever again. And I would appreciate it if you don't treat me like that ever again. It's hard for us to do that. It's easy for us to say, if you don't get your jazz away from me, you stupid mother. Like, it's easy to do that. I know some people like to say articulating emotions, sure, but it's harder to express the way you're feeling and express what you're feeling because all you are tied to, and here it is, I'm bringing it all back home, all you are tied to is your trauma. That's all you're tied to. Because you have not let go of how that particular action that you feel this time that it made it easier for you to curse that person out. You ain't let go how that made you feel the first time. You got people in your family right now that have said things to you that you have let slide. You have people in your friend's circle right now have done stuff to you that you've let slide or that you've allowed to hurt you and you didn't let the person know how it hurt you and what hurt you. You've only let it hurt you and then sit up there and you react to the person later on or react to other people. And all you're doing out here in the world is passing out bad seed. So because you're in this world passing out bad seed, now people don't know how to take you because they don't understand that they're only dealing with a person who is tied to their trauma. They're not dealing with you. They're not dealing with your name. They're dealing with somebody else who's tied to their past because their past has a hold on them. Your trauma has a hold on you because you won't face it. You won't look the emotions in the eye and tell them exactly what they make you feel. You won't look the emotions in the eye and tell them exactly what they're doing to you. You will not do it. You will run from your emotions, hands down. And that is the scary part. Because you're running from your emotions. Your emotions, the way you are, the way you choose to be, your emotions, the emotions that you carry, are supposed to flow out of you. You are meant to experience emotions, but they're meant to come out. You're not meant to be bottled in. Your spirit, man, flows, whether it's good or bad. Emotions flow, whether they're good or bad. The thing is, how do you process emotions? Do you process them in a mature way, which is allowing yourself to feel and then express said feeling by expressing it, letting people know exactly how that made you feel? Now, expression can come in many different forms or fashions. Most of the time, though, expression is an outward thing. It's not necessarily just inward. It is inward first, and then it becomes outward, right? In order to do something outward, you have to feel it inwardly. You can't just be a zombie. I'm sorry. Those of you who just want to walk around and act like you're emotionless, you're not. What you are is honestly, you're dim with it because you have not faced the very things that you are. You're human. I'm stoic. No, what you are is a person who's cut off a part of themselves in order to pretend that they're something else. I'm tough-minded. No, you're not. What you are is a person who's cut off a part of yourself in order to pretend like you're something else. If we all were honest with ourselves, some of us some days or every day want to tell somebody to get the F on. Or some of us some days want to tell somebody, I don't really want to talk to you. But the problem is we also understand about ourselves that we are not mature emotionally. And we understand that we do not face our emotions as adults. And we do not face our emotions as people who really, really, really want to see change from in the other person. We don't face our emotions. What we do is blame our emotions on each other and blame our emotions on other people. Because it's easier to do that than to look yourself in the mirror and look yourself in the face and look at other people in the eye and tell them how they actually make you feel. There's nothing wrong with going to a coworker and telling them, hey, listen, when you come to my desk in the morning, this is not to offend you, but I'm the type of person that when you come to my desk in the morning, I need a second. I'm not really that talkative in the morning. Or letting that person know, hey, that doesn't mean I never want to talk to you. It just means that when you come to my desk in the morning, because of how I am, I need a moment. Make sure that you come up and say, you know, give yourself an intro first, and then I'll let you know if I'm really in the mood to speak or not, because I would rather speak to you where I can give to you what you deserve, which is not for me to mistreat you based upon the way I'm feeling. Doing that, having the nuts, excuse my language, but having the confidence to really stand behind your emotional well-being means that you have done everything in your power to face your trauma. Now, I could talk about my illicit traumas, and I could also talk about the ones that also I have caused on myself. And I could tell you that I have done the job and doing the work, excuse me, in order to face those one by one. And I face those emotions every time they come up. I face those emotions. And I've allowed myself to come into a space of flow, come into a space of letting be, come into a space of talking. This is why this podcast for me has not just been therapy, but also has been an accentuation of the person that I am, to let you guys see how I express. This is Milton. I got a big old head. I'm sitting in front of a microphone and I talk. This is Milt. Not the microphone, but the head part, definitely. But reality is, this is who I am. And I'm grateful for being this way. Because I've been talking my whole life, man. I've been talking my whole life. Anybody that I have known over this time can let you know, that boy there is talkative. But I've only been used to it, been told to me that I talk too much, or you don't da-da-da-da-da, right? Like people put me down. So I use it now. And I say, well, I'm going to talk because I want to talk. And I'm going to use what everybody said to me in the past. I'm going to use that not as a means to demonize them, but as a means to say, I know how that made me feel at the time, and it made me feel down on myself, but I'm not going to allow that to shape me and mold me, because I talk for a reason. God, show me why it is that I talk so much. Show me why I talk so much. And then when I see why I talk so much, guess what I do? I talk more, but now I speak in wisdom, or I speak at the right time. When it comes down to my emotions, God, is it okay for me to feel? I remember praying that one time. Is it okay for me to feel? And God told me it was okay to feel. Then I said, well, how do I express my feelings? And this is how I'm able to get to you all today. Everybody who's listened to this point, and let you guys know that, yes, you can feel. Yes, it is okay to be human. But you have to understand that you are a spiritual being having a human experience. So because you're not an expert in emotions, is due to the fact that you were never an expert at being a human in the first place. You're learning this. You're learning this. You'll never be expert at being a human. You are a spirit first. So it betters you and further puts you in position to understand who and what you are. Because you start to see what I am as a human being, I'm way behind who I actually am. I am now an expression of what I already was. I'm now an expression of what I already was. So why am I trying to be perfect as a human versus perfecting the spirit man of me coming out of this human experience? I need to let that person shine, because this human form of me will always fall short. I'm not good enough, right? And that doesn't mean you're not good enough. Don't take it like that. But I'm not good enough to only accentuate my human self. I have to tap into what is higher. I have to be what is better. I can't continue to be this human and think that, oh my God, I got it together. No, you are now not what you should be. You are only now what you have already been. You just catching up to it. Congratulations. Welcome to the gun show, right? Like, welcome to the show. You are now what you have already been. So you need to catch up to that person, because the person that you are already, the reason the trauma has happened is because it wants to keep you away from, it wants to keep you away from who you already are. Nothing comes against you except for to hurt you, to take you away from who you are. Everything you are, the person you are, the person you really want to be, it's already here. You just need to tap into them. You need to tap into them and realize everything happened to you. This is why you face the emotion. This is why you face yourself, to realize, wait a minute, I was talkative as a young man. I talked. You talk a lot. Yeah, that's true. That is true. You see, now when people say that to me, I'm like, yeah, that's right. I do. I actually talk a lot, man. I talk a whole bunch. But if you listen, you might just earn something to learn something, man. And it ain't because I know everything. It's because what God has placed in me. It's because the person I am. I can't say to you or to anybody else that I know everything, because I don't. All I can say to you is I know what I know. And I keep learning, right? I don't cut myself off from knowledge at all. I love to learn. I am a proponent of learning, so much to the point where I'm like badgering myself and beating myself up in a PhD program. Look at me. I'm beating myself up to get a degree in school. Not for y'all, because I've always been a high achiever. Always been that. Most of you don't remember who you were before the trauma. Those of you who do, you have a gift. Because if you remember who you were before all the trauma, that's the person you actually are. You want to know how you get back to them? How you hug them again? You need to get into a very quiet place. Close your eyes and talk to them. Tell them you love them and you miss them. Get back to them. Get back to being them. With the maturity that you got now, with the knowledge you got of this earth now, get back to being them. Bring them out more. And when those emotions, those traumas rise up, face them. Don't run away. Don't push it to the side. Don't compartmentalize your healing. Don't compartmentalize your healing. Heal. Face. Don't run. Your destiny is above you. Your destiny is ahead of you. Your destiny is behind you. It's to the left and the right of you. So love yourself enough to chase and run after your destiny. I love y'all, man. Peace.